ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people.
He's turtling.
He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith. This is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate. Here he is.
Yeah.
Tuck and Monty.
Turn my mic on.
Thank you.
You could pull your arms out of your shirt to turn your own microphone on.
I got a T-Rex arm. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. On today's edition of The Ramp, we're going to fly directly in the face of the lyrics of the open of The Ramp, where one of the lines is...
He weighs the same as three people?
No, that's probably still true.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith?
That might also still be true.
What
it's
el-
the
what else
on
is there?
Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. Because...
Uh-oh.
I found a community much bigger than the ticket Reddit.
Impossible.
That does not consider me to be their Jesus. So I mentioned this on White Elephant Day that I wanted to throw my picture up on the Reddit Roast Me page, which if you don't know what that is, you go on there, you post a picture or a couple of yourself, and then you basically put your nuts on a tee and let the internet do whatever they want and comment and roast you however they feel. And they have very specific rules about how you go on there to post. That's why I couldn't do it on White Elephant Day, because you have to kind of go through an approval process to make sure you're not posting pictures of someone else and in a way to bully them. Like, they want to make sure you are who you say you are and are willing to deal with this. So I finally got on there. I posted three photos of myself. One was me holding a sign that said, roast me. You have to do that, again, to show that you're willing to do it. Then I posted a photo of me when Manu and I were on the set of Fox 4. And then the other photo I posted, and it's important to know the context, is the one where we're with Dak, and I have my jeans on with my leg tied off like a sausage casing.
Your dress jeans, your nice jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically a tuxedo.
Yeah.
In Canada.
So those are the three photos that I posted.
But you did poorly crop out Dak. You should have left Dak in.
Well, I wasn't trying to make it look cool.
Or by comparison.
No. I definitely didn't need Dak right there immediately.
You think I look funny now? Put me next to an NFL quarterback.
One of the best looking dudes in the NFL. So I put the title.
You okay, Ham?
I put the title. What are you laughing at? Are you looking at the post now?
No, I have. I was doing Scott Farrell's voice in the break.
Oh, no, it's messing with you. Only I should have the voice problems right now. So I put 36-year-old overweight male with one leg, knowing that if I just put overweight, that would get people upset. And then I put, give me your worst, and then I had to put a little bio.
Radio superstar.
Yeah, that's what I put.
Highly successful.
I put, I'm a typical American male that watches too many sports. I gamble, and I've had cancer twice. My hobbies are playing pool, video games, and traveling. I'm terrified of flying. I work in sports radio. Do your worst.
There it is. I dominate sports radio.
Yeah, I just put work.
Check the ratings.
And they had fun. They had a lot of fun.
There was a lot of cracking knuckles and stretching out before they really worked you over.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but most of the posts on here get anywhere from 200 to 500 comments.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is currently at 1.3,000.
1.3 million.
Oh, no.
And this was a tough thing to go through. I'll be honest with you. It was brutal, because I went through basically every comment to try to find some good ones to bring on air.
Is it worse than you thought it was going to be?
Probably. I was expecting a little more creativity in some of the comments.
Insults?
And some of the insults were just, I mean, they were just plain mean. Like, I mean, and again, it's the internet. It's not like you should expect anything better.
Yeah, you are.
But a lot of them were just flat out like, all right, don't read that. Can't cry. Ruin your computer. But there were a lot of good ones as well. And I'll tell you the top comment, the number one that got upvoted the most was from Evening Bench 7006, who said, "You look like a whale with a kickstand."
The Brendan Fraser movie.
There were a lot of the whale gifs replied to that one.
That's not that bad. I mean, if you look at it positively.
If that's the worst one, then. Yeah.
That's not the word. The ones that I'm not going to read are the ones that are like, you're going to die. I'm glad. Oh. You should die tomorrow. There was a lot of that. But there were a lot of other ones that I thought were pretty funny. This guy, Tallin321, said, "Start off by going bra shopping, then come back to me." All right.
So he's interested.
I guess.
Sorry, Creighton.
Got some competition.
Creighton. Cruel Hand Luke said, "You must have ate that leg when Domino's was running late."
Gosh. They do know you like to order food, so.
Clearly.
Felt personal.
I didn't even have to add that.
They know about Pizza
they
Friday.
They just deduced it like Sherlock Holmes from the photo. SaltTap1992 said, "I think you've had enough roasts."
Now that's funny.
Yeah.
Britwit 11, "I've seen people in a wheelchair, but never a wheel sofa." Right.
Okay. I like it.
Xchin 123, "You look like anti-American propaganda."
Like an anime like, when they make the American character real stupid.
Or I'm just, yeah, like an ISIS HQ.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of photos of me shoveling Baconators into my hole.
Your hole?
Rack the Dripper says, "Gravy is not a beverage, bro." Numerous Mini 7542 says, "You aren't overweight, bro. They have to weigh you at truck stops. You're freight."
That's just mean.
Oh, then you wouldn't have been able to handle some of the other ones. This was a funny exchange. First, Danny Green says...
Danny Green posted on here?
Yeah, it's Denny.
Oh.
He says, "Did you lose it in the war?" Which I thought was funny. A guy responded to that. Joel Sackman said, "The closest he's been to a war is a tug of war over the last chicken wing at a buffet." Fantastic Rub responded to that, said, "Yes, to General So."
Yeah.
So. And then Lopsided Animator responded, "And Colonel Sanders." Yeah. So I lost that war. This one I thought was a little bit of a compliment at first, and then it didn't. Front Text 3225 says, "Given your size, I thought your T's would be nicer. Your right T is flat." So I wouldn't even comment on how nice my moobs are.
I mean, you can see them. From that photo, though, you could tell he has an any nipple.
MBird420, "Is your name White Goodman? I thought I saw you during the credits of Dodgeball." Which, if you've seen the end of that, that's when Ben Stiller lets himself go. Xbox Fan 9 called me Dumbledore Dash. Appropriate Money 84 says, "You look like Peter Griffin stole Joe Swanson's wheelchair."
All
right. No N 517, "Most people are focusing on your fatness. You're ugly too."
Oh man.
So at least he pivoted. At least he found a different avenue.
I'm not gonna paint from the same brush as everybody else. Ugly guy.
Soviet Sky called me a cheeseburger walrus, which I don't even know what that means.
It's two funny words put together, though. I kind of like it.
Let's see here. King Roastifer said, "Glad to see the Numa Numa guy is still kicking." If you remember early internet, the Numa Numa guy that was dancing around. This was a very popular trend. A lot of people use this line of roasting. cutting a leg off to lose weight is cheating. That was very, very popular. I posted, like I said, that I'm terrified of flying. Real Spongeworthy said, I'd be scared to fly on any plane you were taking. I agree.
Gosh.
Baby Punching 101. This is the result of him dropping a couple jelly beans in his shoe. I guess I was just so hungry that I dropped the jelly beans in my shoe and ate my own leg to get to the jelly beans. Rebel in Chains 01. You got what you had coming after you stole Woody.
What?
Which is a Toy Story 2 reference.
The guy that paints Woody? Yeah.
You do look like that guy. Wow.
Al from Al's Toy Bar?
I don't know. But you're right. If you look him up, he's not wrong. Uncomfy Salmon. You look like someone I would see in a dentist waiting room as a kid and be very uncomfortable for some reason.
Oh, that's weirdly specific.
I don't know.
Here, DJ, here's Al from Al's Toy Barn.
Right. He's got glasses and a goatee, and he likes to eat. Snookins 11, I couldn't roast you. That would start a grease fire.
Okay. Pretty good.
Yeah. Z-SPAC, I mentioned in the post that I was overweight. Guy looks like he ate all the overweight people I know. So people are having a problem with that. Brand Muffin said, nice hair.
Okay.
But again, I feel like that's very sarcastic. I don't think he was complimenting me.
Nothing wrong with your hair at all.
So one guy, this was really weird. He posted like 20. He really had a problem with me. Like I kept seeing this guy's name pop up. The one that I pulled was from Yes Indeed 201. So this is where all the toilet paper went in 2020, wiping your fat ass.
That's pretty funny.
Kind of cheapens a pandemic, but.
Barry Chris.
You laughed at it.
Like I said,
no, I didn't.
In the photo where I tie my leg off, you tie your jeans with the same thing they tied the goldfish bag with at the fun fair. Not wrong. That's what I said, oh, now I understand who's giving all these OnlyFans girls money. I am DK all day said, you look like you live with your mom. Got to masturbate with headphones on.
Oh, my gosh. God.
And then finally, this guy posted two different messages, but they were the same thing. And instead of going back to edit his first one, he just posted it again with one word added.
He refined his joke.
So content ad 656 said, get the F off Reddit and go exercise. And then he said, that's not good. Let me add to it. Get the F off Reddit and go exercise, bitch.
The second one was funnier. Yeah.
He had to add the bitch there at the end. Anyway, that was just a small tasting of what I dealt with when I asked the internet to roast me. And it was a good time.
You're a trooper.
Courage.
The things you put your body through for the good of the show. We salute you.
Yeah.